Proclamation number 5341 of 21st of March, 1952. Arrogance. Do not exalt yourselves above your fellow human beings, but serve them. Only then will you practice true discipleship of Jesus. Only then will love be active in you, which eliminates all arrogance, which teaches you to regard your fellow human beings as brothers, and which compensates for every difference in rank or status, which only exists in the world but is not tolerated in my kingdom. Servant love will trigger true happiness in you. In servant neighborly love, you are true followers of Jesus, the human being on earth, who exemplified the right life to you, who truly possessed light and strength and power in all abundance because he had received me himself into his heart, and who nevertheless made no use of this strength by ruling and allowing himself to be served by his fellow human beings. He served his brothers in deepest love and humility, and this elevated him to rule over worlds and countless creations, for I myself took his external form and filled him with light and strength. Arrogance is a characteristic of one who has fallen into the deepest depths out of arrogance and lust for power. And if you humans are arrogant, you willingly lend your ear to him and let yourselves be seduced by him. You accept his characteristics, his vices, and are in bondage to him. Do not place yourselves above your fellow human beings, who are in truth your brothers, because you all have only one father, and as his children should love and serve each other out of love for me. Arrogance will easily cause your downfall, for anyone with an arrogant spirit will very soon no longer recognize me, who am eternal love, because there is no love in him. For true love is one with humility but not with arrogance. Serving in humility always testifies to profound love for me, which is expressed in serving neighborly love. And you will truly gain far more if you serve with humility than if you rule with arrogance. For you can only gain earthly power through arrogance, yet spiritually you will gain nothing. Indeed, you will only lose the little you possess. For arrogance is my adversary's share, thus it only strengthens his kingdom, and it is not difficult to guess what this means for you humans. But my kingdom is not of this world, therefore serving neighborly love can certainly result in an apparent earthly loss of goods, of reputation and power, yet it acquires spiritual values which are everlasting and will one day be credited to the soul in my kingdom, which now stands far above those who ruled on earth and depressed their fellow human beings in light and fullness of strength. He who exalts himself will be humbled. Remember these words and don't believe that what you create for yourselves on earth through arrogance will remain with you, which you, so to speak, acquire unjustly. For the one who wants to rule takes. He takes what is not his due, he appropriates a right and abuses his power. Servant love, on the other hand, gives unceasingly. In words and deeds it gives itself to those who are in need and who need its help. Servant love is true humility and therefore pleasing to me. Servant love is true following Jesus, which leads safely to me, to the Father from eternity. Amen.